الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Once again, Madani Channel presents to you this program called The Early Echo. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we shall bring to you the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So of course, inshallah, some seerah and some nasiha and advice in relation to ourselves as to how we can connect and strengthen the bond between us and the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we are hoping inshallah azza wa jal that you will stay with us from the beginning right to the end of this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will have a beautiful program, and the niyyah and the intention for this program should be that ya Allah azza wa jal, I shall watch this program to remove my weaknesses as well as to achieve and attain your pleasure. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. For whatever I learn in this program, I shall convey this to others as well, for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. As the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam has mentioned in one hadith, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ, convey on my behalf even if it is a single verse. Subhanallah. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, let us continue with our program, and we also have a beautiful kalam and natipak ready for you, inshallah. We will listen to that kalam, and of course, in relation to the topic for today, we are going to be discussing the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adab Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and of course, as to what are those components that we can actually strengthen and tighten in terms of basically strengthening the muhabba and love and the foundation of our iman. And we will be discussing many, many other points there, inshallah, regarding the miracles of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, chale, sabse pehle hum kalam ki janib jate hain, kalam sunenge, apne iman ko taza bhi karenge inshallah. And after listening to this Naate Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shall return with our program inshallah. So please stay tuned to Madani Channel and watch this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مرحبا اي جان عالم مرحبا 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 ايمان عالم مرحبا 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 شاهدي سلطان عالم مرحبا يا مصطفى يا مصطفى
مرحبا مرحبا سيدنا رسول الله مرحبا مرحبا سيدنا حبيب الله
چلو چلو سب عید منائے ہاتھ میں جھنڈے تھام لے ایک دوسرے کو گلے لگائے ہر ایک کا دل جیت لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے
مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا رسول اللہ مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا حبیب اللہ
پر نور گئے زمانہ صبح شب ولادت پر نور گئے زمانہ صبح شب ولادت پردہ اٹھا کے کس کا صبح شب ولادت
مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا رسول اللہ مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا حبیب اللہ
چلو چلو سب عید منائے ہاتھ میں جھنڈے تھام لے ایک دوسرے کو گلے لگائے ہر ایک کا دل جیت لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا رسول اللہ مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا حبیب اللہ
آئی نئی حکومت سکہ نیا چلے گا آئی نئی حکومت سکہ نیا چلے گا عالم رنگ بدلا صبح شب ولادت روح الامین نے گایا کعبے کی چھت پہ جھنڈا تا عرش اڑا پھرے رات صبح شب ولادت
مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا رسول اللہ مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا حبیب اللہ چلو چلو سب عید منائے ہاتھ میں جھنڈے تھام لے ایک دوسرے کو گلے لگائے ہر ایک کا دل جیت لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا رسول اللہ مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا حبیب اللہ
دل جگمگا رہے ہیں قسمت چمک اٹھی ہے دل جگمگا رہے ہیں قسمت چمک اٹھی ہے پھیلا نیا اجالا پھیلا نیا اجالا صبح شب ولادت
مرحبا مرحبا یا سیدنا رسول اللہ مرحبا سیدنا حبیب اللہ چلو چلو سب عید منائے ہاتھ میں جھنڈے تھام لے ایک دوسرے کو گلے لگائے ہر ایک کا دل جیت لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا رسول اللہ مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا حبیب اللہ
بانٹا ہے دو جہاں میں تو نے دیا کا باڑا بانٹا ہے دو جہاں میں تو نے دیا کا باڑا دے دے حسن کا حصہ صبح شب ولادت
مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا رسول اللہ مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا حبیب اللہ
چلو چلو سب عید منائے ہاتھ میں جھنڈے تھام لے ایک دوسرے کو گلے لگائے ہر ایک کا دل جیت لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے عید مبارک بولے سب کو مل کر خوشیاں بانٹ لے
مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا رسول اللہ مرحبا مرحبا سیدنا حبیب اللہ
مرحبا ایمان عالم مرحبا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our topic for today, as I mentioned to you earlier on, is the love for the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. And this is a continuation of the very same topic as we had discussed in the previous episodes. But inshallah, today all we are adding is the adab and the respect for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as well as the authorities of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, you know, there are different and many, many ayats in the Holy Quran that speaks about the love, the unique love that a person should possess for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as respect is concerned, yes, for that as well, there are many ayat in the Holy Quran as far as being obedient to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, to follow him, to be obedient to him, to obey him. Allahu Akbar, there are many ayat and verses in the Holy Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one verse of the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Subhanallah. And that is, say you, O beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If they claim that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then they should follow you, O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if they shall do so, if they will follow you, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall love them. Allah will love them. Subhanallah. This is a very beautiful verse in the Holy Quran. Of course, the entire Quran Pak is beautiful, and it is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should obey, respect and follow. But this particular verse, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, is a very deep one, subhanallah, that teaches us that if we claim to say that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we love the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so the evidence of this claim, the evidence and the proof of this claim is to be obedient and to love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Agar hum bas yuhi baat karte rahein aur amali taur se hum bilkul khali ho, hum namaz na padein, we don't read namaz, we don't give our zakat, we do not follow the sunnahs and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not obey and follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran, then this claim shall only remain as a claim. It will have no meaning at all, because in other words, we are not obedient because we do not follow. Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah, dear viewers and listeners of the channel, there are so many different ahadith which we had discussed and covered over the days, mashallah, but today from a different angle, in terms of how sahaba ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in had sacrificed their lives in respect and for the adab and love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, aise aise waqiyat padhe huye hain ki aapke aankhon mein aansu aa jaye. We can even cry and shed the tears of blood listening and reading the stories of the blessed sahaba ikram. Allahu Akbar. They walked upon this earth while being, you know, in a state of ghuraba, being poor, being destitute. They may have not possessed abundance of wealth of this dunya, but they had the wealth of iman. They had the treasures of iman. They had the treasures of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And this is a very huge distinction between them and us. Allahu Akbar. Have we not read and heard about the incident of Hazrat Sayyidina Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Allahu Akbar. Ye bahut jaleelul qadr, pyare sahabi hai mere pyare aqa ke, our beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's companion, and his sahabi Hazrat Sayyiduna Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When the kuffar of Makkah, they tortured him, they crucified him. Allahu Akbar. As they were doing that, can you imagine, he was thirsty, not for one or two days but for several days, kept as a slave, tied with chains and ropes. He was beaten, he was tortured, and in this way, when they were taking him to hang him, Allahu Akbar, the people of Makkah said, "Oh Khabbab, we are thinking right now that perhaps you may be hoping that you wished that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam could have been in your place, whilst you could have been in the comfort of his place." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We are basically assuming that perhaps right now you are wishing for this, that you should have been in his comfort zone, in the comfort of his four walls, in the comfort of his protection, whereas you could have been in his place and he could have been in your place. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's life is about to go. He is tortured, he is terrified, but in that state he still says, "Oh people, O people of Makkah, you are saying that I would have wished for this to happen? No. Even if my Habib, even if my Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is in his blessed comfort zone and a thorn has to prick him, I in this state will still wish to give my life for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I would not wish for him to be even in his comfort zone and a thorn has to prick him." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I rather sacrifice my life I rather give my life at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I would not wish for even a thorn to poke him and to hurt him, to cause grief and pain to him, even in his comfort zone. Allahu Akbar. When they saw this type of love and muhabba filled in the heart and in the veins of the Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were astonished and amazed. For this type of love is only given to the special people. Allahu Akbar. Have you and I developed this type of muhabba? And now understand, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This is how they would sacrifice their lives. Sacrifice whatever the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would instruct, whatever his commands would be, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in would follow immediately, without any delay. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, all I'm asking for is, where is our muhabba and where is our love? In terms of being obedient, in terms of being honest, in terms of following the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a great Nabi. We are so fortunate that we are the ummatis of that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for whom the Quran says, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'akum burhanum min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. Allahu Akbar. In this verse, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called Burhan. Burhan means he is the witness and evidence and proof to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Allah's wahdaniya, Allah's rububiyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. Subhanallah. Allah azza wa jal's oneness is a claim. And the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the evidence and the proof of this claim. How unique is this claim that we say that we love? How beautiful is this evidence that we say we love, but we hardly follow? We do not follow actually. We are far from the basic and fundamental teachings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is the reason for the weaknesses of our iman. This is the reason why when any calamity befalls upon us, instead of being firm and steadfast as the Sahaba Ikram had done, hum hil jate hain, hum kamzor ho jate hain. We become very weak and we begin to complain. We begin to moan and groan over little petty issues, where Sahaba Ikram would have mountains of pain above their chest, but they would digest and they will observe and persevere patience. Whilst on the other hand, we begin to complain. It's because we are only to the extent of mouth and lip service, not practically, but inshallah azza wa jal, as of today in this month of Rabiul Nur Sharif, let's bring about a huge change in our lives and in the lives of our family members. Let's together make sincere tawbah and make a firm intention to do those things, to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing that you and I are never ever going to be here forever. Very soon, we are going to be lowered into our dark grave. So before that time comes, inshallah, let us make a change in our lives. Let's move on, inshallah. Adab Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko bhi dekhein. Look at the adab and respect. Are sahaba ikram ki baat to bahut dur ki baat hai. Even if we had to leave the stories right now at this moment, I'm saying, let's not discuss them. Let's discuss the respect and adab even the animals had for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, even the animals possessed for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will be astonished and amazed to hear. And if animals can do it, whereas they would obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, phir hum to insan hain. We are human beings. Isn't it our rights first? Because we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isko sunay. And this hadith, subhanallah, has been mentioned in Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala li, and Imam Nasafi and many other Aima Ikram have quoted this hadith in their book, subhanallah. They have mentioned that from the people of Ansar, they come in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have an animal, ek oot hai, there is a camel, and this camel is gone crazy. This camel is gone insane. Whoever comes close to this camel begins to bite them. It chases them. And from morning to evening, it's only making noise. It's screaming. We don't know what happened to this camel. Can you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam please help us in this regard and remove the difficulty of this camel? Allahu Akbar. Now there are many other incidents of this nature, whereas if the owners used to mistreat their animals, they used to complain in the court of Rasulullah by shedding tears, and he would understand the language of the animals, be it birds, cats, camels, many other creatures, even bees came to him, subhanallah, and they communicated with him. So subhanallah, look at this beautiful miracle of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And what happens next is that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no problem, let's go and see what is the problem of that camel. So when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up, other sahaba ikram who were seated, they also accompanied the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the house of that sahabi whose camel was gone insane. And then kya hota? Allahu Akbar. As he goes closer to the camel, when he approaches the camel, the family members mention, إِنَّهُ قَدْ سَارَ مِثْلُ الْكَلْبِ وَإِنَّ نَخَافُ عَلَيْكَ صَوْلَةٌ Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not go close to this camel. This camel has gone crazy just as a dog. Is it pagal ho jata na? They give examples of a kutta, of a dog, because when a dog goes crazy, it begins to bite, it barks, it will chase you, it will hurt you and harm you. So the example given by the sahaba or by the family members was, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu aap qareeb na jaye, do not go close to it, because it could bite you and harm you. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, Laytha alayhi minhu ba'athun. Oh my people, this camel will not bite me. Mujhe to nahi kaat sakta, because usko pata hai ki main kaun hoon. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This camel knows me and recognizes that I am the Rasul. I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laytha alayhi minhu ba'athun. It can bite others, but it will never bite me, because it knows my maqam. It knows my status. It recognizes who I am. So therefore it shall not bite me. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went closer to the camel. Sahaba ikram is manzar ko dekh rahe hain. They are watching and seeing. Everyone stood back. Kisi ki himmat nahi hai ki wo qareeb aaye. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went close to the camel. And when the camel seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing in front of it, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Aqbala nahwahu wa kharra sajidan bayna yadayhi. And then immediately it folded its front two legs and it kissed the feet of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It placed its head at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anyone else would go close to the camel, it would bite, it would chase them. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam got closer to the camel, instead of doing that, it folded its front two legs and it made sajda. It basically prostrated, or it kissed the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this manner, that subhanallah, sahaba ikram were shocked and amazed, seeing as to how did it place its face and mouth and lips at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you imagine, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel? Allahu Akbar. After the camel finished kissing the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he grabbed the hair on the forehead of the camel. As he grabbed the hair of the camel, and then he lifted the head by pulling its hair in a very beautiful, polite manner. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said to the camel, from now onwards, never ever worry your master. Allahu Akbar. Do not trouble those who look after you. Do not worry them. Do not bite them. And then he pushed its head one side. Allahu Akbar. The Ravi of this hadith, the narrator of this hadith says, Jab se sarkari du alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the time he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done that, he says, right to the end, this camel never ever troubled anybody. Subhanallah. There was no injection given. There was no medication given. There was no treatment needed. All the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done was that he spoke to the camel saying, do not do this and do not do that. And never ever did that camel do that. Subhanallah. Allah Hazrat farmate hain, shehre yare iram taj dare haram, shehre yare iram taj dare haram, no bahare shafaat pe lakho salam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are so many different ahadith regarding the love and the respect of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even now too, when you go to Madinatul Munawwara, how should a ashikini lover present himself in the court of his master sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How should you make ziyarah of the golden and beautiful chamber of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Abibi, adab or respect humko baqi rakhna chahiye when we hear about the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his blessed life. This was an example of an animal. And likewise, there are many other examples. But inshallah, hamari paas ek bahut pyara madani guldasta hai inshallah. Mauludun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The happiness is out there, mashallah. The vibes are there. And only you can experience this if you have love and respect in your heart for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To chale, hum is video ko dekhte hain aur iske fauran baad hum wapas aate hain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Milad with love.
As-salamu alayhi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. My dear viewers of Madidi channel, did you know that the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have gatherings in which they used to discuss the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Indeed they used to. Let us listen to the summary of our hadith in this regard. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id has narrated that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala has stated that once Rasulullah sallam entered Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the companions were having a gathering, a halaqa, and they were talking between themselves. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired of them as to what they were talking. The companions radiallahu ta'ala replied, Ya Rasulullah sallam, we are making the zikr of Allah and we are giving thanks to Allah azza wa jal for the guidance of Islam and for Allah Azza wa Jal sending you as a favor unto us. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Nabi Kareem then inquired, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then inquired, is this the only reason you are sitting here? They radiallahu ta'ala replied, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallam, this is the only reason. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, he says, by Allah, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam has just informed me that Allah is so proud of you that Allah is talking about this gathering with the angels. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madini channel, have you heard how the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam held a gathering in which they showed gratitude to Allah for the sending and for the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a mercy and a favor unto them? Therefore, we should also hold such gatherings of Miladun Nabi in our homes and wheresoever we can and gain the maximum reward and benefits of this beautiful practice of gatherings of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bijain Nabi al-Amin sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, this is the milad and the maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hame bhi karna chahiye inshallah, and we will do that together. Aap bhi kare inshallah, in your home you can decorate your home, you can basically assist those brothers who are in charge inshallah in your local masjid and have wonderful and amazing programs there inshallah. Join these programs, these halqas, or come and join the julus of Dawat Islami, and you can be part and parcel of this Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well inshallah azza wa jal. So dear viewers and listeners of Madari channel, coming back to our subject for today inshallah, as I mentioned to you that we are discussing the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, being obedient to him as far as that is concerned, and how much of love did the Sahaba Ikram have, and how they would sacrifice their lives at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, in waqiyat ko sune aur apne iman ko bhi taza kare inshallah. Strengthen and revive the ishq and love and faith in our hearts inshallah. It will definitely refreshing after listening to these stories, because they are so emotional at the same time, and it will make us think that where do we stand, and look at where the Sahaba Ikram stand, look at their lofty status and maqam that they possess, and all of this has been given because of how they would be in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. History recalls their sacrifices until today as well, even though it's over 1400 years. Allahu Akbar. But yet we speak about them because no one had ever went to that extent as to how they would be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's look at the life of another companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And I'm mentioning about a companion by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Sawad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This companion was present at the Battle of Badr. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of Badr, he was preparing the Sahaba ikram and making the sufuf, they saf and rows straight. He was straightening their rows and he used his Mubarak asa, his Mubarak stick, to touch the stomach and the chest of this companion, and he told him that, please stand straight, you are out of the row, stand in line, make a straight row as you do for Salah. I'm giving you this example, and this is the mafhoom, of course, the summary of this narration. And then yeh hota hai that he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you had pushed me back with that stick in your hand, with that blessed stick in your hand, but now Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish at this moment to take qisas from you. I would like to take the badala and recompensation for what you have done to me, because this is your justice and this is how you deal with things. So therefore I request for me to be given the same chance what you done to me, I shall do it back to you as well. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba ikram are saying, are you okay? How can you even say doing things like that? How could you even think of doing something like that to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is al-Amin, as-Sadiq, Allahu Akbar, he says, no, there is no problem at this moment here in this crucial time as we are preparing for Badr, we are preparing to come back with the kuffar. So therefore, give him this chance and let him do as he wishes to do. Allahu Akbar. It is better than taking the badala in the hereafter. He'd rather do it here in the dunya. Look at the justice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This companion then takes the same stick in his hand. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, aapke jisme athar pe, on your blessed body you have clothes, but when you done that to me, at that time I had no shirt on my body. I had no clothes on my body. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no problem. He then lifted his Mubarak qamis and then he said, you can do it as you wish to do now. Allahu Akbar. At that time, Sahaba ikram had their eyes closed and they could not imagine what they are about to witness. They continued warning him and saying, please think properly as to what you are doing, your iman, your faith, your life, your muhabbat that you had for him, that you possessed for him. What has happened to all of that? How could you even do this to him? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he continued and he insisted that he is going to take badala for what was done to him. And then everyone sees that he lifts the stick and he throws it one side. He hastes to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hugging Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the back. And he kisses the blessed body and the muhr e nabuwa, the seal of prophethood. He kisses that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, oh my sahabi, tum kar kya rahe ho? What are you doing? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you. And oh Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ye mere aakhri lamhat hai, I don't have any guarantee whether I will come out alive from here. Lekin agar main shaheed ho jata hoon, if I pass away here, at least I know that the last thing I ever done was that my lips touched the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My lips had connection with the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will be the happiest person on earth to know that this is how my life had went in this world. Allahu Akbar, being in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. People, Sahaba Ikram who are standing there, who seen this manzar and the scenery, began to cry and they began to weep, looking at the strong iman of the Sahabi, looking at the strong iman and faith of this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Even in that severe and difficult moment, Allahu Akbar, whereas there are only 313 Muslims and so many of the kuffar, but yet the Sahabi wishes to do this before he passes away. Allahu Akbar. Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says so beautifully,
Kaun de ta'ghe dene ko mo chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi sabse aula aala hamara. سے بالا والا ہمارا نبی، کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے، کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے، پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی، سب سے اولا والا ہمارا نبی، سب سے بالا والا ہمارا نبی،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, have you seen this companion's love and compassion, muhabba, connection, love and strong iman that he had in his heart? Allahu Akbar. All this is developed, all this will happen once you and I become honest in our dealings. As we become honest and sincere in our work, even if you read salah, when you read salah, you should be sincere in your ibadat, you should be sincere in your affairs. All of this is an adding plus point to your faith to strengthen the foundation. And the stronger the foundation will be, the stronger your faith and your iman will be. The stronger the foundation of your faith will be, the stronger you will be in your religion. We are learning the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how his migration taken place. We even discussed here on Madani channel. But all I'm saying is that kash we are able to extract lessons from those waqiyas and stories. If the lesson and the moral has not been extracted from that story, then what is the purpose of listening? For there is one is that you should know, and you must know, that is the main thing for a Muslim. But at the same time, there is no difference for us because we heard but we did not practice. So apne jo bhi suna hai inshallah usko soche, usko samjhe, aur ye bhi niyat kare ki inshallah our iman should also be so strong as the sahaba ikram, as they had done and followed the holy rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should also follow and be obedient to rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, in Dawat Islami we actually have alhamdulillah, globally throughout the world, Dawat Islami has a department called Khuddamul Masajid, mashallah, and masajid are being built globally, alhamdulillah, in your South Africa as well, isi shahar mein, isi mulk mein, in Durban, alhamdulillah, there are different masajid of Dawat Islami which are being constructed as I'm speaking, mashallah. So we have a very beautiful video for this as well, inshallah. Aap usko dekhein aur duaein karein Dawat Islami ke uruj ke liye, for the prosperity of Dawat Islami. And inshallah, azawajal, if possible, aap donation aur chanda dene ki niyat bhi karein, inshallah, as isali sawab for those that have passed on in your family, the loved ones who have left you, inshallah. You can basically donate on behalf of them, so that the reward and sawab shall go to them. Aap is video ko zarur dekhein inshallah, aur is video ke baad hum wapas aate hain. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, through your generous contribution we have reached the final stage of our project Masjid Faizan-e-Raza.
It's all
a masjid situated in Sufinagar, Durban, South Africa, an area densely populated with Ashikani Rasool and Ashikani Raza. Just 1 million rand to complete Masjid Faizani Raza. As you have in the past, we once again appeal to you, the esteemed viewers of Madani channel, to dig deep into your pockets and forward your valuable contribution to us, so that we may realize this project of Masjid Faizan-e-Raza in Durban, South Africa. Please forward your contribution to the following bank account: Masjid account, Standard Bank, Branch, Glenwood, account number 05119894, account name Dawat-e-Islami, reference Faizan-e-Raza Masjid.
We love Madani Channel. We love
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. And that was Masjid-e Faizan-e Raza. And Alhamdulillah, this is the Faizan of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Dunya mein aap jahan tashreef le jaye, MashaAllah, you shall find different marakiz of Da'wati Islami. And of course, Alhamdulillah, this is the barakah and the faith of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. So please, dear viewers on this Ramadani channel, you also, inshallah, support this initiative of Faizani Raza, for we need funds for this markaz of Da'wati Islami, where Quran Pak will be taught from there, the hadith of Rasulullah will be taught from there, namaz will be taking place, we have madrasa there as well, inshallah. And in the coming future, we have intentions of opening Jami'ah, and so many other activities will be taking place from that center, Faizani Raza. So aap bhi is Faizan ka hissa bane, inshallah, aur hissa tab ban sakte hain, ya mazid bhi ban sakte hain, agar aap apne tour pe, inshallah, from your, on your behalf, on your family's behalf, if you could support this initiative, you could support this project for the pleasure and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Niyat kar le, inshallah, and convey this message to others as well. Aaj humne jo seekha hai, aaj humne jo suna hai, and we heard the blessed seerah of the sahaba ikram in relation to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To yaad rakhe, inshallah, we want to be farma bardar. We have to be obedient, inshallah. Remember this verse of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Subhanallah, there was a sahabi who came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam seen the sahabi, to aankhon mein aisa lag raha tha ki aap ro rahe hain. Ye sahabi aise lag rahe the jaise bimar ho gaye the, and he wasn't looking well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired about his health and asked as to why is he looking like this. Rone ke asar zahir ho rahe hain, or he seemed as if he was hungry, he haven't eaten for many days. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired about his health, to wo sahabi arz karte hain sarkar ki bargah mein sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mere maa baap aap par qurban ho jaye sarkar. Asal mein baat ye hai ki main bimar nahi hu, I am not sick. Lekin yes, main ro raha hu, kai dino se pareshan hu. Is wajah se pareshan hu ki maine socha, I thought to myself, in the dunya, in the world, we cannot stay without you, we cannot live without you. Hum aapko baghair dekhe hue hamara din hi nahi guzarta hai. We cannot even spend a day without seeing you. If we don't see you for a day, that day is not a fruitful one for us, that day is not a good one for us, ya Rasulullah. If in the dunya we are inseparable, we cannot separate from you, we cannot stay without you, to humne ye socha, kal qiyamat ke din, if we through your rahmah and through your mercy hum jannat mein jayenge, inshallah, aapke sadqe mein jannat mein jayenge, lekin agar hum aapke saath jannat mein na rahe, if we are not gonna be in the same daraja as you, because you are Allah's Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to hum us darje mein jab nahi honge, to hum kaise wahan rahenge jannat mein. Allahu Akbar. We have the sceneries of Jannah, we have the bahars of Jannah, lekin jab aap hi nahi honge sarkar, hum aapke paas hi nahi honge, hum aapko dekh nahi sakenge, to hum kaise apne din ko guzarenge? How will we spend our time in Jannah? Allahu Akbar. Then this verse was revealed. Iski shani nuzul yahi hai, the ulama ikram have written in the book, subhanallah. Then this verse was recited, this verse was revealed, that oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that those who follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they will be with those among whom Allah azza wa jal has granted the status of prophethood. Allahu Akbar. With those who are the shuhada, with those who are the truthful one, with those who are steadfast. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And how excellent are those as companions. Subhanallah. So if you wish to be their companion, so become obedient. Yes, become obedient. Obedient ka matlab ye hota hai ki sirf ek din ke liye nahi, do din ke liye nahi, balki ab se leke maut tak, till our death does not embrace and approach us, we must be obedient, inshallah azza wa jal. And the result of that obedience is that you will be given the companionship of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Is dunya mein you will be blessed with abundance of barakah, and in the hereafter, besides the blessings and barakah, you will achieve the closeness and qurb and proximity, inshallah. So we leave you with the statement, inshallah azza wa jal, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of Dawat Islami. Remember this mission over and again, and reform yourself, inshallah azza wa jal, and others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not forget, tomorrow, same time, same place, only on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
Start your